Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. We're excited to welcome author Ann Lee Parrish to our program today and celebrating a brand new book this month called Maggie's Ruse. We'll talk to her not only about the new book, but also what it's been like for her to share her love of storytelling, as well as when it comes to this book, when it comes to family, secrets, and, of course, being able to live life on your own terms. All of these are kind of a part of Ann's new book, Maggie's Ruse, and we're going to talk to her about that, as well as let you guys know at the end of our segment how you can be able to get your own copy of it. Ann, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Thank you. I'm delighted to be here.
Well, excited to have you on. I was about to make you Maggie there for a second, So we're definitely going to get into Maggie's Ruse, but I want to talk about this journey for you. Like I said, the book is literally just out as we're beginning the month of October. I mean, but this is a story that, you know, you've been talking about. I noticed on social media when I was prepping for the segment, you know, even before the release, already getting the early feedback. How does it feel now to be able to share it with the rest of us?
It's absolutely wonderful. It's exhilarating, and yet it's also a big relief because, as you say, there has been a lot of buzz building up to this release, and that's what every author and publisher has to do for any book that's coming out. It's a long process. There's a big lead-in time. We've all been working very hard, and now we're glad that she's out and people can find her and read her and enjoy this story.
Right. And I think it is an enjoyable story. As I mentioned, you know, there are a lot of different themes, I think, that readers will be able to pick up on. And we're going to talk about a couple of them even in this segment. I mean, was that part of the fun for you, though, and with this book, to be able to give us a book that has layers to it?
Oh, I love layers. I like to think that any author, any writer of literary fiction, which is my self-identified genre, is all about layers, nuance, and complexity. And I had such fun getting into these two characters. It's a pair of identical twins, but they have very much their own identity, and they struggle with that identity within themselves and yet against each other too, because they've always been a pair, you know, a twosome, and then suddenly for a little while they're not. So that's great fun.
I want to talk about that layer kind of broadly for a second, and that's what I meant about being able to live life on your own. I think, you know, it's so easy for us to want to put others in boxes. I mean, as an author yourself, you know, and there may be those who may even try to put, you know, authors like yourself in the box. How have you been able to get comfortable in your own skin as a writer, and then, of course, to be able to walk in that as you're kind of going from book to book?
Well, really, that's just part of the overall process. A writer, any writer, has to learn first to find your voice and then to trust your instincts, to trust that your sense of the people you're writing about is correct, believable, plausible, that you can give this world to people you don't know. These are your readers, the people who buy your book, and trust that you have created something that they are going to connect to. And it's really just a function of, over the years, over the decades of doing it, finding out what people are connecting with, how they're connecting, and then where you haven't done such a good job, and going back and making that work better. So trusting your instincts. Sorry, go ahead.
No, you go ahead. Go ahead, Ann.
As I say, I reiterate the phrase, trusting your instincts. And that takes time to develop. That's really very much what it's all about.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I was just going to ask you, so when did that happen for you? Because for those who are just discovering you with this book, Maggie's Ruse, I mean, you have been able to do this now for a while. When did you first realize the importance of your own voice?
Quite a while ago, I began my career as a writer writing short stories, short pieces. Did not bring out a book-length collection of stories until 2011. So between the time that I started writing in the mid-80s to that time, it was all short stories. And I really kind of feel that things began to click around 2000. That was when I began to publish regularly. I was able to get stories out there, get them picked up. I began to do relatively well in literary competitions. I would be awarded a finalist status or an honorable mention. I would say, you know, about the last 19, 20 years, I've been pretty comfortable in my writer's skin, as it were.
Yeah. So do you feel as though because you've been able to get there, it's easier then to imbue your characters then with that ability to be able to get through the challenges and the difficulties that they experience in life?
You know, that's an interesting question, and I would have to say I agree. Yes, you know, I like characters who are interesting people. They're never perfect people. They have lots of complex issues that they have to deal with. Their psychology has to hold up and be consistent. They don't have to be correct, but they have to be consistent. And I like to think that I, as a person, you know, who's not a writer, I'm that way. I mean, heaven knows we all have our faults. But people who know me, they know where I'm going to land on an issue and how I'm going to proceed with something. And I try to pass that to my fictional people, too, so that they become knowable and understandable and people that can be related to.
Right. And I think people definitely see this in the newest book. So I have to ask you this question, and as we talk about Maggie's Ruse now, did you know going in that it was going to be twins?
Yes, I did, because these young ladies are members of a fictional family that I've been writing about since about 2012 or 2013. And the book right before that I published in June of 2018 was called The Amendment. It's about their mother, Lavinia. And I wanted to continue writing about this family, and I thought, I'm going to get into these twin girls and figure out what's going on in their heads and give them a world that they can share with the reader.
Right. And I love the way that you say that because, as I mentioned earlier, now, of course, you're able to share them, you know, with the reader, and the readers now are being able to enjoy them as well. You know, I think that is the great exchange, right, that you as the author and, of course, we as readers are able to have. I mean, you're being able to create these characters and fall in love with them and then, of course, be able to have other people do the same thing. So when you hear from others about your work, even before this one, Anne, I mean, what is that like for you to know that you're doing exactly what you intended, and that is to not only be able to tell a great story, but also to get the reader to feel something along the way?
It's very gratifying, I have to say. You know, when a reader really understands and sees what you're trying to do, and they like it, and they enjoy it, and they're able to express that, it's wonderful. Now, to be perfectly fair, not everybody does. I mean, you will always have a reader who brings certain expectations to your book, was expecting the book to go differently, evolve differently, and they have some perhaps little disappointment or little frustration, and then they have trouble with the book. But that happens with every author and every title, and I just think it's a question of balance. As long as most of the people who are reading you are enjoying it, you're doing great.
That's so true, and I think that is definitely what you've been able to experience. I want to say, I mean, for those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. We're excited to welcome author Anne Lee Parrish to our program today. We're talking to her not only about her journey as an author, but also her newest book, Maggie's Ruse. So, you know, you mentioned, of course, continuing the story of this family, but I think one thing that is pretty cool about this book is that it really is a great standalone. Was that important for you as well?
Absolutely. A novel has to be its own creature. It has to have its own life. I mean, even authors who are writing books in a series, I think each book, you have to conceive of it and say to yourself, okay, if a reader is only going to read this book, are they going to get a complete world? And that's absolutely crucial in terms of craft.
What was one of the biggest surprises for you with these daughters? Because, I mean, as we both kind of alluded to, and I'm always careful about these conversations, Anne, because I don't want to spoil anything as well for those who haven't had a chance to read it, which at this point of this conversation, the time we're having it, probably you did
Hello?
Not expect when the story. Can you hear us okay, Maggie? I'm
yes.
Anne?
Okay. Yes, I'm here.
Okay, I keep wanting to call you Maggie. Yeah. But I know I was asking
if you
Anne. I mean, Yeah. What was one of the things that maybe as the story began that maybe surprised you along the way that you could share with
us? Well, I think what surprised me, you know, the setup with these two young ladies is that they are artists of various kind. The one, Maggie, is a painter, and her twin sister is an actress. And they live in New York City, and they live on their stepfather's money. They are completely supported. So a lot of people, given that information, would think, oh, my goodness, these girls are going to be shallow, greedy, selfish. And to a certain extent, of course, they have these traits, but they are not their dominant traits. I would say what surprised me and what I enjoyed delving into was how committed each is to her own calling and how hard they work at it and how frustrated they are if they are not succeeding in it. And as they pull apart, and I won't reveal the situation which causes them to do that, another thing that I was fascinated by was the degree to which they managed to stay connected in one another's head, even though they are not actually communicating. So they have depth, they have connection, they have passion, they fight hard, they make a lot of mistakes, they honestly do, but that part was fun too.
Well, I think, and that is the great thing about this book, as you said, even in the as we were getting into the book, and that, I mean, like life, these, you know, the characters are not perfect, right? And just like us, they don't make the decisions that maybe, you know, may make life the easiest for them. But I love the fact that there is an opportunity, though, for growth. And also, I think, for revelation, as well as for discovery. I mean, I think that's one of the cool things about Maggie's Ruse, is that there is a sense of discovering oneself, you know, even outside of how others may see them, right?
Absolutely. You know, the old rule of thumb is that in a short story, a character is revealed. In a novel, a character develops. So, you know, over that arch of time, they are developing and growing and discovering themselves and wanting to find out who each is on her own.
Yeah, and that is one of the great things. Now, one of the ways we were talking about the setup for this new book that you've been able to help to spread the word, Anne has been through social media. How has that helped you as an author? I mean, I'm curious these days as I've been talking to individuals in different fields, I mean, but especially, of course, in the literary world, how, you know, social media has been one of those places where you guys have been able to not only to keep your audience informed, but also to keep them excited about what's to come. How have you been able to best use it?
Well, I am very involved with Twitter. Twitter seems to be a great platform for writers, and I'm on it all the time, and I learn about what other writers are doing and what their book releases are, and my publicist is very active also, both on Twitter and in other venues, you know, print media, book roundups that appear online, that kind of thing. But I really endorse Twitter, excuse me, and I recommend that to any writer who is looking to promote themselves.
Right. It definitely is a powerful platform and a great way to be able to connect directly with individuals, for sure. Have you found that one of the great experiences that you've had, and I mention this only because I noticed just from social media and looking at some of it, that you have been able to become an example for others, almost a mentor for others, as to, I mean, what not only what is possible, but how you got to where you are?
Well, interestingly enough, this fall, for the first time, I am officially a mentor in the Associated Writing Program's writer-to-writer program. I have a mentee who was matched with me. We haven't yet begun to work together substantively, she and I, but we're about to get that underway. And I'm really hoping that everything that I've learned over all of these long and often difficult years, I will be able to help and guide her in her own journey.
Do you find as a, I mean, as you are now moving forward, I mean, there will be people, I think this book in particular, I think I read in 4 days. So I think, you know, for some people who read a lot quicker than I am, I mean, there is the, in one breath we're saying, wow, I really enjoyed that. The second breath we're saying, so when's the next one coming out? And I know probably as a reader yourself, you probably have the same experience, and as you
I
are
do.
Now experiencing for others. Is this a family, I bring that up for this point, is this a family that you see yourself continuing to want to revisit, or do you have other things you want to try to explore?
The answer is yes to both. The next book slated for publication will come out in April of 2021, so about 18 months from now, with the same publisher, Unsolicited Press. The title of that novel is called A Winter Night, and the main character of that novel is the elder sister of the two twins. Angie is her name, and she makes an appearance in Maggie's Ruse. But the next novel is all about her. Moving forward from that, I don't know if I'm going to write another novel about this family. I very much would like to. But I have a couple of other options that I'm exploring. I haven't settled on any specific project at this point. I'm going to give myself a couple of months and mess around and try this, try that, see what gels, and then I'll know.
Because of the success that you've had, though, with these books, and, you know, I think an obvious thing that people probably would want to know is, I mean, do you still get the same butterflies with the new release? I mean, with you having the previous book being well-received, what was it like going into this book?
Well, it's always nerve-wracking because you just don't know. A reader's reception of your work, their perception of your work is always completely subjective. You can have a good feeling about it, but you just never know. That's the long answer. The short answer is yes, butterflies every time.
Well, look, that is definitely a book that I know readers will be able to enjoy. And again, what makes this so great for me, and then for anyone else who has not read Anne's previous work, this is a great standalone book. So it's a great introduction to her as a storyteller. Again, everyone, I've been speaking with Anne Lee Parrish. She's the author of the brand-new book, Maggie's Ruse, that's out now through our friends at Amazon.com or, of course, through your favorite bookstore. And Anne, how can our audience stay connected with you?
Probably the best way to do that is to jump onto my website, which is AnneLeeParrish.com. And the website will give information about what's my Twitter handle, where can you find me on Facebook. I'm also on Instagram a lot.
All right. So make sure you guys are staying connected with Anne there. Anne, congratulations to you again. And thank you so much for the time. Really appreciate you stopping by.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
And we appreciate your audience for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. Let's make it a great one.